Some of the most disturbing and upsetting stories to emerge from the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety are those of older people with dementia who are agitated and aggressive and are restrained chemically and physically. Chemical sedation is usually with medications called antipsychotics, which are toxic in the elderly and can cause death. But a new paper from Canada, which has reviewed the evidence, has found that non-drug therapies are more effective and there are few excuses for not using them. Dr. Jennifer Watt is a geriatrician at St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto, and I spoke to her earlier.
Many people believe that dementia is characterized by memory loss or difficulty finding the right words. But in fact, there are a number of other symptoms. And in fact, up to 75% of persons living with dementia will experience neuropsychiatric symptoms, including agitation, aggression, depressive symptoms, and apathy.
Is there any relationship between these behaviors and the degree of memory loss?
Yes. As dementia progresses in its severity, you will see increasing numbers of these symptoms.
Now, we associate these aggressive or neuropsychiatric behaviors with residential aged care. Is it more common in residential aged care than at home, or is that just a factor of the severity of the dementia?
It's difficult to say. However, in studies, we know that about 1 in 4 people in the community may experience symptoms of aggression or agitation. However, we know that in a nursing home or an aged care facility, this might be as common as 1 in 2 people, or perhaps even higher.
And what you've been looking at is whether, because of the controversy with antipsychotics and their side effects, including death, putting people onto non-drug therapies for these behaviours. What's known to work, before we get onto your study?
Some of these interventions include music therapy, recreation therapy, massage therapy, and multidisciplinary care.
Now, what you did was a review of the literature comparing them to drug therapies. What did you find?
We found that these non-medication-based therapies were as or more effective than the medications that are quite commonly used to treat these symptoms of aggression and agitation in persons living with dementia.
And were there some that were more effective than others? I noticed something called recreation therapy was probably less effective.
Yes. One of the strengths of our study is that not only were we able to compare the medication with the non-medication-based therapies, but we also ranked them in terms of their comparative effectiveness. And so we found that massage therapy or massage therapy combined with music therapy and multidisciplinary care were some of the most effective interventions for treating or reducing these symptoms of aggression and agitation in persons living with dementia.
Now, it's comforting to discover this, and you in Canada have the same problems as we have here with aged care and residential aged care. We've got a Royal Commission going on at the moment into aged care, which is uncovering some very disturbing stories about the quality or lack of quality of care in residential aged care. And it's said that one of the barriers to implementing these non-drug treatments is cost, that it takes staff. Did you assess the cost?
We did not. However, what we can say is that some of these interventions are actually less time intensive and expensive than you might expect them to be. For example, in my practice as a geriatrician, would be that music therapy intervention could be something as simple as getting a resident their own iPod with headphones and having family members choose music genres that they know their loved one enjoyed before they developed such severe dementia that they were able to tell us that this was a music that they liked. And it's an example of something I've seen recently in my practice. You'll have multiple people in a hospital room, and you might have someone listening to classical music, and you could have somebody else listening to rock music, and it's all very relaxing for people. Similarly, you know, massage therapy could be something so simple as simple hand massage for 5 minutes or hand holding. And again, that can be very comforting.
So in other words, what you're describing here are things that a carer could do for their loved one at home.
Yes, exactly. You know, I understand why people could say, you know, these interventions are potentially quite costly, but they don't have to be.
So how do you get the culture change then in residential aged care? Because the statistics are pretty resistant to change, and I believe they are in Canada as well, and they're also giving out Valium-like drugs, benzodiazepines, to subdue residents. How do you change it?
What we've seen here in Canada is that there have been policy changes implemented, and there have been a number of initiatives aimed at decreasing the amount of antipsychotics that are being used in persons with dementia because of demonstrated harms, such as increased risk of death. And what we've seen is that in response to these initiatives, antipsychotic prescribing doesn't seem to be going up. It may be going down. But in its place, we're not seeing a compensatory increase in the number of non-medication-based treatments, which would be what we'd hope. We've actually seen an increase in the use of other sedating medications to take the place of antipsychotics. And I do understand that there's some regional variations in the medications we're seeing. Here in Toronto, Canada, and in Ontario, we know that a medication called trazodone, which is an antidepressant, has been increasingly used over the last number of years, for example. And so our goal would be that, you know, instead of using medications as effectively a substitute for antipsychotics, to instead see these non-medication-based treatments. What's encouraging is that in the short time since this study has come out, I've been hearing from colleagues as well as caregivers about how they're planning or how they're trying to incorporate the study's findings into the care that they're providing for persons living with dementia.
I mean, one of the issues, at least in the Australian context, I suspect in the Canadian context as well, is that the primary medical carer in the nursing home is not a geriatrician, it's actually a local general practitioner. And sometimes residential aged care facilities have their favourite GP who they can just order around and tell them what to prescribe. Do you think general practitioners are aware of this sort of evidence?
I think based on the feedback that I've had, they've been very open and receptive to having these sorts of discussions.
Jennifer, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Jennifer Watt is a geriatrician in the Department of Medicine at the University of Toronto. She's also at St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto.